I start with the name of Allah, the Lord of the worlds. He is the creator of all the creations. Allah has no beginning to his existence and no ending. He does not resemble the creations in any way. Whatever you imagine in your minds, Allah is different from it. And I ask Allah to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad, his kind Al, family and companions, and all the prophets before him. Prophet Idris, may peace be upon him, is one of the honorable messengers whom Allah mentioned in Al-Quran. Allah mentioned Prophet Idris in Surah Maryam, Ayah 57 and 58. Allah the Exalted said, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِدْرِيسَ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا وَرَفَعْنَاهُ مَكَانًا عَلِيًّا. This ayah means that Idris was a trustworthy prophet and had a very high status. It is obligatory to believe in Idris. This means that it is an obligation to believe that he was a prophet and a messenger of Allah. Idris was the son of Yarid, who was the son of Mahla'il. His lineage goes back to Sheith, the son of Adam alayhim as-salam. Idris is among the forefathers of Prophet Nuh, may peace be upon them. Idris was the third prophet. He came after Adam and Sheith, may peace be upon them. Idris was the first to write with a pen. 50 books were revealed to him. He was born in Babylon, a city in Iraq. Before he received the revelation, he followed the rules revealed to Prophet Sheith, the son of Adam. When Idris grew older, Allah bestowed prophethood on him. During his lifetime, all the people were Muslim. No one associated partners with Allah. No one worshipped other than Allah. Afterwards, our master Idris left his hometown of Babylon because a great number of his people committed many sins, even after he told them not to do so. Some of the Muslims left with Prophet Idris. It was hard for them to leave their home. They asked Prophet Idris, if we leave Babylon, where will we find a place like it? Prophet Idris said, if we immigrate for the sake of Allah, he will provide for us. So the people went with Prophet Idris and they reached the land of Egypt. They saw the Nile River. Our master Idris stood at its bank and mentioned Allah the Exalted by saying, Subhanallah. Idris and those who were with him stayed in Egypt, calling the people to follow the rules of the religion in the acts of worship and the dealings. Our master Idris, may peace be upon him, lived a period of time and then he died. He had a high status to Allah, as Allah said, وَرَفَعْنَاهُ مَكَانًا عَلِيًّا. Surah Maryam, Ayah 57 means, we raised his status high. Idris gave preachments, which is talks that makes one extremely afraid of the torture of Allah or makes one extremely love paradise, and had good manners. For example, having good manners is such as following the ways of the prophets, to sleep while having wudu, and to sleep on one's right side. He called the people to worship the Creator alone, as did all of the prophets. Idris called the people to the religion of Allah, Islam. He called the people to save themselves from the torture in the hereafter by worshiping the Creator and by doing good deeds in this world. He ordered the people to pray, fast, pay zakat, and he forbade all intoxicating drinks. It was said that during his time, 72 different languages were spoken. Idris was the first to draw for his own people the rules of designing cities. Every group of the nation of Prophet Idris built cities in their lands. During his time, 88 cities were built. Prophet Idris was famous for his wisdom. Among his wise statements is patience. Patience is of three kinds. A, to be patient in performing what Allah made obligatory among the matters of obedience, like praying and fasting Ramadan. B, to be patient in refraining from what Allah forbade, like leaving out prayers, drinking alcohol, and stealing. And C, to be patient when inflicted with hardships and calamities, like the pain or the harm caused by people, poverty, or sadness. So he said, patience along with belief leads to success. After Prophet Idris died, Iblis appeared to the people in the shape of a man. He whispered to them to build 5 statues of 5 pious men who had died so that they would always remember them. Some people made the statues of those 5 pious men, obeying the devil Iblis. After a long period of time, Iblis, the devil, whispered to them to blaspheme, commit kufr, and worship these statues. Some of the people followed him. Sometime after the death of Idris, ignorance spread among the people. There was no prophet among the people at that time. Iblis appeared to the people and told them, worship those 5 statues. The people worshiped those statues and as a result became blasphemers and idol worshippers. Ayah 23 of Surah Nuh states the names of the 5 pious Muslims the people made statues of and worshipped. The names of those 5 pious Muslims were Wad, Suwa', Yaghuth, Ya'uq, and Nasr. We ask Allah to protect us from misguidance, to keep us steadfast on the true belief, and to keep us steadfast on Al-Islam, worshipping Allah alone, not associating any partners to Allah, and believing that Allah does not need any of His creations, He does not resemble any of the creations in any way, and that He cannot be imagined in the minds, and that Allah is clear of any partners. And we ask Allah Ta'ala sincerity, and Allah knows best. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.